Welcome back to the Make Room Show. So who is ready for the holidays? You know, this is my favorite time of year. So I want to come on today and just discuss the areas of your home that you should declutter before the holidays. And it actually is five areas. So five areas you should declutter before the holidays are here. And here's the thing. When you think about the holidays, I know it seems like a daunting, long list of to-dos, and it can be super overwhelming. But if you take a little extra time and declutter before the holidays actually arrive, you are going to be so much happier. Not only are you going to feel more in control, you're going to get a boost of energy, you're going to love your home more, which means that you're more excited to welcome guests into the house. You're going to want to be more hospitable and let people come over. And you're not going to have as much crap laying around when the holidays come, which you know means there's more stuff behind those presents, like lots more stuff coming into your home. So why not get ahead of the game starting this week and just do some simple, easy decluttering? It'll help you feel so much better. I have been doing this all over my house. I do this every single holiday season. So basically how my schedule goes and how it keeps me really organized is the beginning of November is when I start to decorate our house for the holidays. It takes me a while to just get everything how I want it. And that way I don't feel rushed. I don't try to cram it into like a Saturday. I just start and I enjoy the process. I kind of move things around. I take a good look at it. I just have fun with it. And I'm purging as I go. So when I'm decorating, I remove some of the things that are out on a daily basis and I put them into the Christmas bins or into a closet until the holidays are over. I don't just decorate on top of the existing decor. For me, that's just way too much clutter. It becomes this situation where I don't enjoy it. It doesn't look peaceful. And I think that has a lot to do with why there's some people that just can't wait to take their Christmas or holiday decor down as soon as the holiday's over, because there's just too much stuff out. So I'd really encourage you to kind of take some stuff away, things that do not pertain to the holidays, to make it easier. What do I mean by this? For example, if you have bookshelves that you're decorating, remove some of the everyday decor and make room for those holiday pieces that you absolutely love so that that is the focal point. You're actually focusing on the holiday items during the holidays. And I could go on and on about decorating. I do more of that in my Clutter-Free Christmas program, which you can still get. But that's a quick tip to make it just seamless and more enjoyable. And then I also, which I'm going to go over to today with you, the five areas, I make sure these five areas are like ready to rock for the holidays because I do a ton of entertaining in December. So I basically use the month of November to get myself ready, to get things in order, to make room, right, for this season that I love so much. And it's fun. Like I'm still in the middle of it right now. I'm now getting the bedrooms ready for the guests that are going to be staying, getting my kids' rooms ready because they'll be coming home from college. This mother cannot wait for that. I cannot even tell you how excited I am. We are pumped. We've gotten through the first semester as open nesters, Josh and I, and it wasn't always easy, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So I'm really, really excited because we are flying down. Basically, we're having our big annual holiday party here. And then the next week, we're flying to Florida to watch our daughter graduate from college. And then both kids are flying home with us on the plane to come home for Christmas. And I could not be happier. Our daughter will be here a couple of weeks and our son will be here, I think, 3 weeks. And then he has to get back to school for the beginning of baseball season. Yes, you know, we're a baseball family. So much to look forward to, but so much to prepare for also. And so here's the five areas that I really think you just need to give a little attention to before the actual week of the holidays arrives, or a couple weeks of the holidays. Or if you're like me and you have kids coming home from college, or, you know, people coming to stay with you, that requires a lot more effort than if you're just hosting your immediate family. So area number one is the kitchen. You know it. You know I was going to say the kitchen. So you are going to want to prep this kitchen for what it is intended for this season. Cooking, baking, entertaining. The kitchen is the hub of the home. We all know this, and it's where a lot of your guests will be hanging out. So I really want to encourage you to, first of all, do a quick sweep of your countertops. I talked about this before on the show, but the countertops tend to be a dump all, and it becomes this situation where there's so much stuff laying around on the countertops, you can't even use the countertops for cooking, baking, and entertaining. So take a good look. And if you just don't have a good eye in your own home, it's always helpful to have somebody else take a good look at your house. And you can do this with friends or family members that love organization or are good at design or decorating. You can take, you can hire a professional organizer, or you can do a Zoom call with me. I do offer that now where I do like a home reset with you via Zoom. So something, but if you just feel like you don't have a good eye, make sure you ask somebody. The countertop should make you feel like there's room to do an activity, right? Because there's lots of different activities in the kitchen. So look at things like appliances that you might use less than once a month. I see Vitamixers, I see toasters, I see air fryers on counters, and they're not being used. So those may be some things that you can put away. And it doesn't have to even be forever. Just really push yourself to get rid of more stuff off your countertop for this season so that it's easy to clean up. There's extra room for all the activities. And then I think it's a good time to just see how you feel with less things on the countertops. Maybe you decide you really like that and you want to leave it off for good, but sweep through those countertops. Also, take a quick look at any cabinets where there's going to be guests in and out of. So if you have people staying with you, they might go into your dishes, the cabinet with your dishes or your silverware drawer. Take a good look at that. Make sure that it's just a quick tidy up. Now, if you're opening up a cabinet and things are falling down on your head, you know there's some serious work to do. That might not happen right now in a busy season, but if you have a few minutes, do something about it. If not, make sure you're focusing on the exterior of the kitchen for now. This is probably not the best season to do a deep dive into your kitchen. I tend to do that because I know I'm going to have so many people in my house. I wipe the front of the cabinets down. And actually, I have to share this quick little tip. I have dark wood cabinets in our house. They almost look black, but they're wood. And I just found the best natural cleaning solution for my cabinets I want to share just for with you guys. It was vinegar, apple cider vinegar with any cooking oil. And I used canola oil because it was in my cabinet and I don't really use it to cook. So I mixed that up and it gave my cabinet such a shine and a condition that they really, really needed. And they look 10 times better. So I just wanted to share that quick tip with you. I just thought of it. But yeah, so I really do kind of go a little bit deeper in the kitchen. But if that feels overwhelming to you right now with your other things to do, then just worry about the surfaces. Make sure everything has a home, clear it of papers, clear all the little miscellaneous things that shouldn't be on the countertops to begin with, and get those countertops clean and peaceful. If you're really motivated, it's fun to get your countertops cleaned off and just do a little corner or a little spot of staging holiday decor. And for this year, what I did is I took a cutting board, like a really cute wooden cutting board, and I set a couple of little trees on it, a candle, and then, you know, those wooden, like it almost looked like a cake holder with a glass top. I got a mini one, put some pine cones in it with some battery operated sparkle lights, which are my favorite holiday decor right now. You can get them for $5 at Target, but they're battery operated and they just sparkle and it's so cute. So if you can get down to a peaceful, clear countertop, think about putting a little pop of holiday decor. It's so fun. Okay. Kind of off of the kitchen, but part of the kitchen is the pantry. That's your second area. Why is this important? Because you're going to be doing a lot of cooking and baking for most people. You may have to bring an appetizer to a party. You might be doing a cookie exchange. You might be hosting a dinner. Whatever it means, then you want your organized, you want your pantry organized and cleaned out. And so I want you to kind of just look at this as a great time to wipe down shelves, rearrange, making sure that you are putting the stuff that is going to expire the soonest in front. Take inventory of what you have. Maybe if you're there, if you need to make some room, make some meals this week with things in your freezer and your pantry that you already have to make room for the new stuff that's coming in. And just really clean it out. You can even, while you're doing this, this is a great time of year to be honest with yourself. If there's a bunch of things that you're just not going to use, consider donating those items to a food pantry, local food pantry. You can just do a quick Google search, food pantry near me, and it will tell you exactly where one is located. There's also, I know in our town, we have like a food pantry swap. So people can go, they can drop food off, they can take what they need. It's kind of like one of those lending libraries that you see in towns with the books, where if you're done reading a book, you put it in, you know, the, it's usually like a cabinet or a glass case or something in your town. So think about doing that. You might even want to put one out by your, you know, at the end of your driveway in your neighborhood. I mean, wouldn't that be cool? Here's the stuff that I don't need for the holidays. And, you know, I'm not going to be cooking with this. Maybe your neighbors will take some. They can offer you some. That would be super fun. So I really want to encourage you to just tweak the pantry in a way that's going to make it be obvious. Like the main reason is A, get rid of stuff you don't want. B, be able to find what you need, and C, have a really solid inventory of what you need to purchase. Because when we're going out to the grocery store, the worst thing in the world is getting to the grocery store and you can't remember what you have at home. You're just buying stuff, spending money, wasting money. And you come home and you're like, oh, I already had 2 bags of flour. I didn't need a third. And so that's why it's so important to have your pantry organized. Number 3, the third area, the entryway / mudroom. This is really important. So the entryway, however guests are entering your home, it might be the front door, it might be a side door, it might be the garage, it might be the mudroom, wherever that is, you really want to just create an ambiance in that space so people feel a warm welcome when they walk in. Maybe you, again, remove some everyday decor, put a couple pops of holiday decor there, maybe some the correct lighting, whatever it takes. The big thing is remove anything that you can live without throughout the holiday season. If there's a coat closet and you need to make room for guest coats, remove the coats that you are not going to need to wear for the next month and put them somewhere else in the house and make room so that a guest can hang up their coat when they arrive. This is really important. Also, anything like flip-flops and beach towels, unless you live in a warm climate, they don't need to be in the mudroom or the entryway during this time of year. So really focus on hats, mittens, boots, scarves, winter coats, and get rid of the excess, and you will feel so much better in your entryway because there won't be every season staring at you in the face when you try to put something away or you try to find something you need. So that one's pretty simple, but, and give it a good clean. Like, make sure when somebody's walking into your home, they're not seeing marks all over the trim and the door and handprints and dog hair. It's actually clean, neat, and tidy. And if you have too much stuff in there and it still looks cluttered, think about what you can remove. So the fourth area, this is important if you're having guests, is the guest bedroom. Really important. So I will be having a lot of guests in my house starting next week on and off. And so what am I doing right now? I'm not waiting till the night before, I'm preparing. And that's what I want you to do. Think about what a guest needs when they are in your home. Clean sheets, clean pillowcases, clean blankets, an extra blanket in case somebody's cold in the middle of the night. And you don't want a guest laying in bed thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so cold. Where are the extra blankets? You want them to be able to find what they need right there. Have it at their fingertips. Another thing I love to put near a guest bed is extra towels, Kleenex, hand lotion, maybe some, you know, a book if they're having a hard time falling asleep. A phone charger is a great thing to do. Be able to, within an arm's reach, put on a light so that they're not stumbling in the middle of the dark trying to find a light switch. Extra pillows. Everybody's different on how many pillows they want. So just kind of look at it from a guest point of view. And of course, without me even having to say it, you do not want your guest room being a dumping ground with all the extra stuff. So you don't want a guest to come in and have to like clear away piles of stuff in order to go to sleep. So think about the clutter, where it could go maybe for the next however long you have guests, clear it out, because I know a lot of guest rooms are set up as multi-purpose. And here is my favorite thing for a guest room right now. It's called, it's a 3-in-1 phone stand. And I just ordered a few as gifts and also for our guest rooms on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon and you just look up the Organize Now ! Actually, I think it's Organize Now. Yeah, is the Amazon list that I always have running so that you can look and see what products I think are actually worth the money to stay organized or things that you can have in your house. I think it was like $15. And so what it is that it's just this little magnetic stand that you sit on your nightstand. I actually got it from my friend Amy. She had one at our house when I spent the night there. And I thought, what a great idea, because a lot of times as guests, we don't have our charger, or we forget our charger, or we can't find it in our bag or whatever, and we're tired, we want to go to bed. This, you just pop your phone right onto the magnet. It charges it overnight. It's great. It looks cute. The one that I ordered actually has a spot for the phone, the Apple Watch, and the EarPods. I thought that was fabulous. So think about getting that. That's a great gift idea. And again, you can get that on the Amazon, my Amazon list, which is Organized Now! Or you can simply go to jenniferfordberry.com/store. And you'll see at the bottom of my store, you'll see the products that I love from Amazon, and as well as other products. So check that out. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I really think is important for the guest bedroom. The towels are a big thing, because your guests might not want to rummage through your linen closet. So just have them out and ready. You could even have a water bottle on the nightstand for them. A lot of people would prefer water at night, or enjoy it. And what else? I'm trying to think. Books, whatever. But make it cozy, make it comfy, make it welcoming, make it so people actually want to sleep in there. And that is, you know, if you enjoy guests, if you don't, then maybe you don't want to do any of this. You don't want them to come back. And then finally, the fifth area, which is small but mighty, is your purse or wallet. Because this is a time of year we have a lot of receipts coming in. And I always need to make sure that I remember which ones are from my holiday gift shopping, so that if somebody needs to return something, I'm not scrambling. So just a clear like Ziploc bag, or even a mesh pouch you can keep in your purse for incoming receipts. You can label it, or an envelope. You can label it holiday shopping. But if there's receipts in there that don't need to stay in there, get them out. Make sure all your gift cards that you might have had laying around all year, you collect them and put them in your wallet with the cash so that you don't forget. So you're at the store, you go to get your credit card or your cash, and there are the gift cards, so you remember to use them. I talk to clients all the time about this. There's no sense leaving gift cards at home. Usually you need them when you're on the run. You might not realize you have time to stop at a store that you have a gift card for. So having them in your purse is very important to using them up before they expire. Also, get rid of those gum wrappers and just the randomness that's going to hold you back when you go you're shopping and you dig into your purse or you dig into your wallet. Keep it neat and clean. The other thing is, back to the gift cards, it's also really, really important to use the coupons in there with your gift cards. So any coupons that you have that you plan on using, again, put those right with the gift cards and your money so you remember to use them. And so those are the five areas. I mean, we could go on and on. If you're very motivated, throw that refrigerator in that list, you know, throw those main living areas. I mean, it just depends how far you want to take it. But for today, five areas. I would love to see photos. I would love to see, hey, just I can be your accountability partner. Let me know if you follow through with this. You can leave a review. You can email me. You can follow me on Instagram. Oh, speaking of which, on Instagram, which will also go into my business Facebook page, starting on December 1st, I'm running the 12 days of purging. It's totally free. You also, if you follow along, you can win prizes. I'm giving away my free clutter-free Christmas PDF that will help you get through the holiday season. And it's all going to be on Instagram. So 12 days of purging. Every day I'm going to go on to Instagram and give a quick video of something that you can purge during the holiday season to make room for the new that's coming in. So we're purging the old, we're making room for the new. It's very liberating. So check it out. You can just find it with the hashtag 12 days of purging or go to Instagram, Jennifer Fordberry. So I hope this was helpful and keep going because we want to make this the most happiest time of year, not the most stressful and overwhelming time of year. And if that's you, you know, you can turn your mindset around. We can think differently. And if we get prepared ahead of time, it will not be so stressful in the month of December and leading up to the holidays. So let me know how this works for you. And until next time, don't forget to make room for the people and things that matter the most to you. Mwah.